Yeah, girl. Scary thing. Yeah. Special competing with you. Okay.
This is part two with the Tyson Beckford on Bubbly Banter.
Society, and society's not comfortable with themselves.
The fear
that...
What do
you care if somebody else is doing that and living their best life?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know?
So, exactly.
I mean, I have to combat it every day myself, because first thing people say when they hate on me, oh, he's gay. When did I become gay?
Yeah, that's not cool.
I would say it. I don't have a problem hiding who I am.
Right.
And, you know, I just feel like, okay, you're mad at me, so that's the best.
That's their comeback.
Insult you can come up
that's
with.
That's the only thing they can come up
but
with. Was that because of the Kim?
Insulting? Are you insulting gay people, or are you just trying to insult me?
We're both.
I have gay friends, and they're not insulted by that.
But they're being just disrespectful.
Like, too bad he ain't, but damn, we'd be loving him if he was on our team.
But yeah, but
you
it's
know,
like, you know,
it just there's no love with oneself, and that we go back to learning to love yourself.
Exactly.
Before you want to go hating on others.
Like you said know? Earlier,
I
like
I don't care what someone does in their home or does with their partner or whatever. That's not my business. You know?
There
yeah.
You go.
That's
it's
not
like
my
you
business.
It's like you said earlier with the toxicity that exists, and any way that somebody can try to spread that and you know, make themselves feel validated because there's something wrong internally with them
and they haven't taken care of and haven't addressed.
And
yeah.
it just
and, you know,
breeds
we have
that hate.
Therapists for that. You
yeah.
know? A doctor friend once told me, we go and get physicals and check on our bodies and stuff, but we never go and get a checkup from the neck up, meaning we don't
yes.
get our heads.
I love that.
That's right.
You know, we don't have like mental institutions now because they were deemed unhuman. But
yeah.
we have all these people who have all these, you know, who are coming out and saying, well, I have something mentally wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, you know.
That's true. Oh, my gosh.
And
I can't wait till you put out a book.
Yes, for real.
People running around. They know they need to be on their meds. But they running off of the mouth and going crazy on social media.
On social media or just like
you
in
know?
The workplace? Everywhere.
Yeah,
you know, because
that's
it's,
I mean,
it's
they're
scary.
Running, they're running, they're getting guns and killing people. Like,
the
know,
guy at Virginia Beach.
Got a problem, but if you're going to do some killing, take yourself out. Don't ruin others' lives. You know, if you're not happy with your life, you know,
exactly.
go see somebody. And that's the problem. People don't want to go see somebody because they feel like, oh, people are going to think I'm crazy if I go get therapy.
There's such a stigma to it.
Yeah, there is.
Ain't nothing wrong with sitting and talking to somebody.
I've been there.
Understands the human mind.
I've been there, done it, because I knew in 2016 I had went through a terrible relationship. And Florence and the Machine, I don't know if you knew her or that band, but she's just a phenomenal,
yeah, I've heard of them.
Such a phenomenal lyricist. And it's like I knew that, you know, I just related to her music so much. I was like, she goes in my diary. She reads my diary, and then she goes and writes songs about my life.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the good thing about music. You always find some music that you understand
yeah.
and you can relate to, you know.
It'll get you through
and,
some
and
tough
it's
times.
It's very helpful.
Yeah, and I knew at that
it's
point in time, because it was like the lowest part in my life ever. And I was like, you know what? This isn't okay. I don't need to have these thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love myself.
Yeah.
But I need to love myself more. And there's
a lot of people not strong enough to do that.
Exactly.
You know? It's sad, you know? It's really sad. But yet still, they'll just lunge out at the world and yell at the world and be mad at everybody.
And get so nasty.
We don't understand them.
Where do we
don't understand what they're going through.
Yeah. At what point in time did we lose that human capacity just to care for one another, to check up on one another, and not be so negative or toxic to each other?
Do you think it was like in the last 5 years or so?
I've noticed that within
definitely within the last 5 years.
Within the last 5 years,
yeah.
it definitely has been bred much deeper.
Yeah,
I think it's existed,
you know what I mean?
But it's really come to the forefront then.
Yeah, it definitely right now is at the forefront. And if it continues to go this way, it's not going to be good for the human race.
Not
in any way.
Exactly. And well, I love
you,
that.
You
I
see
love,
who the president is.
I love that you say human race. Yeah. I do, because mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, when you say human race, you encompass the entire world, not just
really,
one nation.
Yeah. I mean, and we're taking it out on the animals. We're killing the animals that are no longer going to be existing. And you know, it
breaks my heart.
Like, what's wrong with these things?
Yeah.
What's wrong with these humans?
Yeah, we're broken.
You know, right now they're saying that the most dangerous human on the planet is the Caucasian white male.
Absolutely.
He's the one who's going, shooting up the offices, the businesses, and doing the mass killing.
It's sad.
Just, you know, I don't know if they're upset with and feeling like they're an endangered species and they need to protect themselves. But, you know, there's some real problems right now in the human society that mm-hmm. need to be fixed.
Yeah.
And we all need to pitch in and try to fix it.
Absolutely.
Any which way we can. Because I don't remember coming down here on a spaceship, and I don't know where I might have parked it. If I came here on it, please tell me where I parked my spaceship. But, you know, we all have a heart, we have lungs, we breathe air, we need food and water for to sustain ourselves.
Yes.
So I don't know where the divide is, you know, why we're treating each other like we came from different planets.
It's terrible.
Yes.
But and I feel like the last 5 years.
Need to, yeah, and you know, we all got to figure something out, because I don't know if you notice it, but there's no other planets outside of this one that we can all live on and survive.
And I think,
they're talking crazy about Mars, but I don't know if you know. Mars is more toxic than here.
Well, according to our president, he states that the moon is part of Mars. Mm. At least he did recently. But
okay, where did he go to school?
Well,
moon and Mars are very far apart.
Yes, they are. That they are.
You know, and in his small vocabulary, it's very, 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 very far apart.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But
we all know that man ain't got no kind of vocabulary.
But see, I think, you know, he may have some type of vocabulary, but I think he knows how to play to his masses, and that if he downplays his vocabulary, then he's able to appeal more to the people that support him.
What does that say about society? I mean, we have educated people and we have non-educated people.
But he's trying to play to the weak-minded.
I don't know too many uneducated people that have invented the wheel or are able to cure science. Yeah,
exactly.
I mean,
it's like
cancer.
It's like, I don't want to downgrade or, you know, disrespect anybody.
No, but I mean, there's you know, it's like the thing about coal. You know, they think that coal's going to come back.
What the hell? I was born in West Virginia.
I was born
a coal miner's daughter.
I know, baby, but that was an error. We're not
and
using
it's,
coal to drive our
it's
cars.
Gone. Coal it's to, gone. To, coal
to,
is gone.
To power our buildings.
Exactly.
We're not driving steam engines.
No. No.
So, you know what I mean?
Done and gone.
We gotta move on and
amen.
Start
yeah.
educating ourselves and find another natural yeah. resource that is, you know, is not going to destroy the planet.
Yeah, but I feel like we're already
you know,
somewhat.
Or our lungs.
Amen. You I know? Feel like we're not far from reaching a point where our planet is going to be destroyed to some point where we're not going to be able to recover it or let
it
heal.
First, before we even destroy the planet, we'll destroy ourselves, and then
it's a good
the planet
point.
We'll go after.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what happened to the dinosaurs.
Well, it's kind of like a, you know, and part of it, I think, like this, it's like, you know, Mother Nature, if you will, the planet Earth, she keeps her receipts.
Yes, she does.
And she's going to win.
Oh, yeah.
She is going to win. Cause
oh, yes.
Even after we're gone,
yeah,
she's going to be able to.
Her.
She will still be able to heal.
Uh-huh.
And fix herself once we're dead and gone.
Yep. Oh, my gosh.
I mean,
and
she's done it before. So.
Amen. Hey! Exactly. That's history.
Reach. Reach,
you know,
I'm telling
you. This ain't the first time coming.
But here,
she's been through this before. And was like, y'all acting up.
It reminds me of that scene of Angela Bassett as she throws the...
wait, and exhale?
Yeah, the
yeah,
match
does,
in the
she
air.
She throws the match. She said, oh, I'm going to burn it down.
And she's got all that...
That's how Mother Nature...
And she's going to walk away and yeah. that is going to go up in flames.
Walk away and light a cigarette.
She's like, I'm surviving, but where y'all at? Back
yeah,
there?
Uh-huh. I mean, just talking with, you know, having a conversation with Tyson, like, we learned so much...
Yes!
...about you as a person, you know?
Love it.
That we just never knew. In all the interviews and everything, we just never knew.
Well, I just find that, you know, I read a lot, and I'm like a people watcher, so
yes.
I like to see what's going on in the news, what's going on in the newspaper, what's going on in books, you know, books that have been written for years. Obviously, those people knew what they're doing, why they wrote these books, and it's like the average person doesn't do any of those things. They don't read.
No.
They don't, you know, if it's not on their phone, they're not checking for it.
Amen.
Right.
You know?
We got to find that common ground.
When's the last time you saw someone just holding a book in the park?
I haven't, and I feel like years.
Or even on the plane, most people, when they're on the plane, they're on their phone.
We had a book when we went to New York.
TV screen that's there.
I had T.D. Jakes.
I was thinking about Chicago.
When we went to New York, for the first time a couple months ago. Yeah, and I brought a book along, but of course we were out on the town for a while. I like to hold the book.
I like to go back on the page.
Yeah.
I don't want to swipe. I want to look in my hand.
It's not the same.
Annoys me is when I see people writing in a book. I'm like, don't do that. I'm just making notes. No, don't write in the book. The person who wrote it already wrote.
Exactly, definitely. I
want to make notes, but get a post-it and then do it.
Because
write a book. It's the most disrespectful thing that you can do to a book and the author.
Because Tyson, what I do, however, I don't write in the book. I do have a notebook beside of it, and I'm currently reading Daring Greatly by Brené Brown, and it's about, you know, coming to a point to where you can learn to love yourself, but at the same time, you know, become vulnerable.
That's right.
To make sure that you're in the right mind place and being able to love yourself, but also take up for the fellow people that's around you, and creating.
I'm always down for the fellow man.
Yes, creating this this positive atmosphere. And
right, correct.
And just I will highlight certain
passages.
Definitely, because it'll speak to my soul.
But the thing is, the best thing to do is just put a post-it next to it, and just, you know, so that in case somebody else then gets that book, that they're not looking at what you have written in. Because I remember in college, I used to get other people's book, and people say, "Oh man, get to use one because it got all the highlights."
Yeah,
you don't know if that person before you was a crazy person. You know, so I always like to get a book that's not written in and not highlighted, because
it makes sense.
What you was thinking when you was doing that.
But I can say this. Some of my friends, you know, I got like 3 or 4 great friends that we all love this author, and she is highly validated, and Oprah loves her, and that's actually how I got introduced to Brené Brown, was through Oprah. So my friends and I, it's like right now I have this book, Daring Greatly, and once I finish it with my highlighted notes, I'm highlighting in yellow. I'm going to pass it off to one of my other friends. He's going to highlight in blue.
Right.
When he's finished with it, he's going to pass it off to one of the other friends.
Y'all done went Roy G. Biv on.
Yes.
Going the whole color. You're going the whole color.
Exactly. But once we all finish.
Y'all going to do that? Please give me the book first. I'm not going to write nothing in it.
But once we have all finished a book, we come together and we talk about it, and we're like, we talk about.
Yeah, that's understandable, because that's like almost a book club.
Yes, and that's what it is.
Good.
Yeah, that's understandable. But I'm just talking, when I'm sitting there just watching people writing a book, I'm like, oh God.
But yeah, that's absolutely
because you remember going to the library as a kid. Oh, they revoke your library card.
I know it. No, that's right.
Give me your library card.
Yeah, give me that library card. I'm going to cut it in half.
You kicked out.
And you owe for that late fee.
And as a kid, I valued my library card and my bus pass.
Yeah, I know. Nowadays.
That was important to me.
Yeah, it is. It's very important.
It
should still be important to people.
It should be.
You know, before
we don't even have that many libraries anymore.
Unfortunately,
I was in New York the other day, and I walked by the library on Fifth Avenue, and I was like, wow. What an endangered species this building is.
Oh,
good word.
That's sad.
Liquor stores, clubs, you know, ATMs, banks, all those things. But you don't go in somewhere and see an actual library that much anymore.
No. We got to try to fight for it and hold on to it.
You definitely.
We got to do it.
I mean, when our parents dropped us off at the library on a Saturday, man, it was fun.
You could rent movies. I mean, you still can.
Yes, like, hey, definitely.
Yeah, some of the libraries, you can rent movies. You can look at magazines. I mean, it was Barnes & Noble before Barnes & Noble existed.
That's right.
You know, the library.
I recently learned that certain parents, if you will, were taking their children and just dropping them off at the library to act as child care.
Yeah,
Oh, really?
And it broke my heart.
I never looked at it that way. I just my parents would jump us off just so we could come back with some kind of knowledge, and then they would quiz us on what you learned today in the library.
Good.
But you know, yeah, they had like
and you had to give like a 10-minute speech on.
Yes,
I love it.
And they're like, well, you know, I was running around outside the library. You know, no. They don't know what you learned.
No, you got to report back.
Amen.
Yeah, because you didn't have an app to look at trending topics.
Uh-huh.
Actually read what was going on.
I love all that because I'm a firm believer in chores. You're going to fold clothes. You're going to wash dishes. You're going to mow. Yeah, I'm not paying you shit.
You're going to earn your keep today.
I get up. I sweep my apartment. The first thing I do is make my bed. I do my 300 abs.
Uh-huh. 300?
Woo! Yeah, that's not. That's the
300
warm-up,
abs girl. You do
then
in the morning.
I do the other word. I do 300 in the morning, you know.
Damn it! Now I feel like I need to do at least 100 in the morning.
Here I thought I was doing great with 20.
Something.
I mean, I work out, but in the morning? Working.
And I do it before I eat breakfast. You don't want to do it after breakfast. Trust me, that's not a good thing.
I had to process that.
Oh, my gosh. Now we got to do our crunches in the morning early before we go to the gym.
But like I was always told, make your bed.
Yes.
I think they just did a study on people who make their bed opposed to people who don't.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They say the people who make their bed, they're more higher to be successful in whatever they do.
Absolutely.
Well, they get it done. They're getting something done.
To someone who doesn't make their bed.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, they got that.
If there's no one in there, go ahead and you make that bed.
They've got that structure already built into them.
Yes.
They've got the...
Yeah, I don't never know when somebody might come over and be like, hey, you didn't make your bed. Look at you, your messy mother.
Well, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Like, you never know when you're going to have a medical emergency and end up in the hospital and you call your bestie and you're like, hey, oh, my God.
That's like what my mom used to always say. Make sure.
House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never leave the house without clean underwear. Clean underwear. That's exactly. My mom said, you never know if there's going to be an emergency. You better have some clean drawers.
Exactly. You never know if you're going to be in a wreck.
Oh, my gosh. But yeah, okay, so before, we could go forever. Like, seriously, I would love to stay in contact with you.
My poor date is on her
side. Oh, my goodness.
I was thinking about that. I'm like, I feel so bad.
I'm going to have to carry her out of here. Luckily, we in Uber, so we good.
Okay, tell her I'm sorry.
Yes.
Tell her we're so sorry. But yeah.
They sorry.
I'm telling her we're so sorry. But we would love to have you back if you would love,
absolutely.
If you would mind.
Absolutely.
Because I think
you got my number.
Okay, because I think
you got
your message.
My number, you know how to DM me. So.
Yeah, and your message is so positive. And whenever you have your book ready and available, we will blast it all over the website.
Is there
all over the morning show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there anything before we leave that you want to promote?
Well, I got my new sunglasses line coming. Belts and socks as well. I'll post on the Instagram when the website is up. I'm constantly back and forth with them now about getting it up in the next week and a half.
Nice.
I've gotten so many requests for them, and I want to give the people the new.
Yes.
So, I have a Netflix comedy series out now.
Ooh.
On Netflix called Huge in France, starring myself and John Stamos and many others.
Yeah.
And then I have a new movie called Singleholic. It's another comedy with Rotimi.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Erica Ash, Adrian Martinez.
All right.
Bishop. And, you know, it's ready to go.
Yes.
Amazing.
So they've been doing private screenings in New York and L.A. and also in South Africa because we filmed it in a country called Mauritius. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but
no.
Mauritius is down, all the way down at the tip of Africa. And it's a really nice place to go. The people speak 5 different languages.
Wow.
And, you know, it's a really beautiful place to go. It's just a long-ass flight.
Yeah.
But, you know, this movie is very funny. I play a character that he's a fitness trainer by the name of Manny.
All right.
And Manny is everything.
Okay.
You know, what Manny say, Manny do. Manny. Manny
yes.
Manny got it going on.
Manny can be a little bit inappropriate, but
that's well. Okay.
Ah. Yeah, he means well.
Well, thank you. I mean, you got to hold up. You got
to
hold
for that to come out this year. So I'm hoping to see it. I want the people to see it.
We will.
A different light.
We will. And we can't wait to it. We can't. Like I said, and we're waiting for your book too. You better let us know.
You have got to write a book.
I've got to. I've been going over my head what the title might be. You know, but you know, it's gonna be done soon. I've been postponing it for too long. I think it's time.
The universe is going to guide you there, and it's just going to fall into your lap.
Yeah, and you know, it's always going to be the right time. And
yes! That's what it's all about.
Well, we are rooting for you in VA.
You got it. Sure.
You got us. Yeah, and anytime you're in town, we got you. Yeah, we got you. And we got to hold up.
Ring me up. You want to talk? Let's talk.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you for being awesome. And you got to hold
enjoy
up your...
the bubbly.
Oh, yeah. Hold up your glass.
And let's love ourselves.
Amen.
You. Hold up your glass because we're going to go. Cheers.
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 Woo! Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye.